You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Jaguar fans? It's Tony Wiggins here on a Friday. That's right, a Friday. Can y'all believe it's been a full week since the Jaguars drafted Trevor Lawrence to be their quarterback? Man, just seems like time is flying. Always like that when you're having fun. I got to let you know that today's show is sponsored by the Peacock and Williamson podcast, where NFL analyst Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson host Locked On's Peacock and Williamson every Monday through Friday. Brian and Matt give you the national perspective all around the NFL, covering all the latest news and insight on every game, team, and move around the NFL. Get your picks, previews, and much more every weekday with Peacock and Williamson podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you get podcasts. All right, so this Friday, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about a couple of different elements. We are going to talk about Trevor. We're going to talk about Trevor in segment two. And the way we're going to talk about Trevor isn't the same way we've been talking about him. We've been talking about how it feels to just have an alpha dog QB and to get a guy finally in Jacksonville that's relevant and to get a guy that everyone thinks is the best prospect ever and all of this stuff. We saw a picture of him in his uniform yesterday, and I put out a Twitter question and said, seeing him in that uniform, give me a caption and caption this with the song that comes to mind. And mine was Here I Go by Mystical, right? An old No Limit song, because I just think it's like somebody said y'all was looking for me, well, here I go, you know. And everybody gave me all of these good songs, but it gave me a reason to look even deeper. And the thing that it made me look even deeper about was how much this team needs normalcy at that position. And what I mean by normalcy is the expectation that the guy that's playing that spot is just going to do everything that he's supposed to do and do it right, not more often than he does it wrong, but just about every single time the way the great quarterbacks do, and how that's going to end up helping this football team. So I'm going to talk about that a lot in segment two and get into that a little bit in segment three too, when we start talking about some of the other players. But the first segment is going to be dedicated to somebody else. And this bleeds into the thought of how this offense is going to change too. And this one goes out to Marvin Jones Jr. Not the Marvin Jones Jr. that Florida State hopes commits to them, the defensive end, the high school player who is the son of Marvin Jones Sr., the one they call Shade Tree. But Marvin Jones Jr., who is the new wide receiver, formerly of the Detroit Lions and, of course, the Cincinnati Bengals, who was brought in here as the veteran wide receiver that's going to really, really raise the floor and in my mind, raise the IQ level of this wide receiver group. Now, with all due respect to Keenan McCardell, who's a great wide receivers coach who's no longer here, and the guy who's obviously played the game, I think leadership is a little bit different when it comes from a guy wearing a hat than it does when it comes from a guy wearing a helmet. I think it's just different when you have a guy who's 31 years old, who's a professional pass catcher like Marvin Jones is. And I think these guys will benefit from watching him work. They'll benefit from watching a guy who's actually in uniform, move around, manipulate defenses, the way he approaches the game with his professionalism. The dude is an absolute monster of a player. And we got to get out of this thinking that just because a guy isn't like a perennial Pro Bowler or somebody that's headed to the Hall of Fame, that guys that are just what I call pros, a guy like that, his value can be very, very high. And I think that's exactly what it is when you come to him. Normally you get this from like a linebacker, like a guy like Darryl Smith, who played here for a number of years and then moved on to Tampa. A guy like Paul Posluszny, who played here not so long ago. But no, you can get it from wide receivers too. This is the second time, in my opinion, that the Jaguars will have such a player in a similar situation. I'm going to go back a little bit, and you guys aren't going to realize this, because every time we think of wide receivers when it comes to Jaguar football players, we obviously think of Jimmy and Keenan, as we should. But right before those guys ascended to having their greatness, there was another receiver on this team by the name of Andre Rison. And Andre Rison came here when those other two guys were very, very young. And Andre Rison was the alpha on this team. Now, some people realize, that it wasn't going to last very long with Andre Rison's temperament to go along with Tom Coughlin's way of doing things. But when you hear stories, you find out that Tom Coughlin actually liked Andre Rison a lot more than you would imagine or that you would, in retrospect, go back and think of. And there was a couple of times in particular that Andre Rison stood up in meetings and talked about things and said things in a way that you wouldn't think that a coach like Tom Coughlin would like. But Tom Coughlin would go, Andre, you're exactly right, and he would agree with him. Because sometimes a coach needs someone who's in uniform to say things that even if a coach says them, it resonates with the players, the young players, a certain way. Because the young player might feel like he can't say those things, and a coach might say, well, if I say them, maybe it doesn't come out right, right? Correct? But if he says it, and I agree with it, or I don't shoot it down, well, guess what that means? That means it gives validation to what these young players might be feeling but are afraid to communicate, and they'll go with it. I think Marvin Jones Jr. can have the professional impact in a different way than Andre Rison. He can have the impact in a different way than Andre Rison because he amounts to a guy and amounts to being what I call a professional pass catcher. He's a guy who's caught a lot of balls. Joe Horn was this guy before he got to New Orleans. Joe Horn was if we're going to backdate it and go back a little bit, Joe Horn when he was in Kansas City was a good player, but he hadn't broken out. But he broke out when he got to New Orleans because by the time he got to New Orleans, he was seasoned and he was just a professional pass catcher and he was a pro's pro. That's what I think Marvin Jones Jr. adds to this club. I think he helps those young receivers in that room a tremendous amount. Another way that he'll help, and it might be a little bit unwritten, but he'll help them in a way that there will be a bridge for Trevor. And what I mean by that is he'll keep those guys from getting in and out of bad plays. And the reason why he'll be able to do that is not only is he a veteran, but he's going to be a veteran that really, really understands the offense because he played for the offense coordinator just these last two seasons. So a lot to look forward to with Marvin Jones Jr. I'm really, really looking forward to all of the things that he brings to the table in the room for Trevor Lawrence. Also, I can see him now being the voice of reason in some heated moments. He's that one guy. You know, it's one thing for a lineman to do it, but it's another thing for Trevor to look around and, you know, if there's an exciting moment in the game, he can look over at Marvin, and Marvin can be the guy that can be a common influence on him because he's a veteran. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit more about Trevor Lawrence from a purely football perspective, you know, not with the excitement, the barbecue. Yeah, we've been going and we've been cha-ching and the barbecue has been going on, but now it's time to get down to the nuts and bolts and talk about the things that are actually going to help this team win games and move forward and start to really prosper from his presence in being here as opposed to just enjoying the fact that we're going to get him because we got him now, okay? The Jaguars have Trevor Lawrence now, so there's no reason to continue to talk about all of the exciting things that comes along with that as opposed to the actual football things that are going to be what really, really matters and what you guys are really going to want to focus on. So we'll do all of that here on a Friday edition of Locked On Jaguars. I got to tell you about BetOnline, though. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action, and baseball season is in full swing. Man, it was really in full swing. I'm watching baseball like it's nothing. You know, I don't normally do that. And this past weekend, you know, we had the NFL draft. We had the Kentucky Derby. I hope you all won some money. But now it's all about baseball, and it's all about teams in the NBA that are jockeying for playoff position. And before the next pitch or the next tip-off and jump ball goes off, you need to get on your laptop or your mobile device and check out all the great sporting news and sign-up bonuses and contest information at betonline.ag. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs throughout the baseball season as well as the NBA playoffs. Head to the website to use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. You can only do that if you put in the promo code, and that is Locked On. One word, Locked On. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. It's where I go, and it's where you should go. Put your mind and your money together and get you some extra change when you win. I need to tell you about NuGenix, Jaguar fans. Listen up. The number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC is offering a complimentary bottle to all football fans in America. To get your complimentary bottle of NuGenix Total-T, text DRAFT to 231-231. This unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone and total testosterone levels and increase energy and lean muscle mass. Plus, text now and they'll include a bottle of NuGenix Thermo, their most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you get back in shape absolutely free. Text DRAFT to 231-231. That's DRAFT to 231-231. Message data rates may apply. NuGenix Total T is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And like the ad on TV says, she'll like it too. I like that. If you're over 40, don't let age get in the way. Get your edge back with NuGenix. There's a reason NuGenix has been the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC for years. And that reason is because it absolutely works. All right, Jaguar fans, we're back here on a Friday edition of Locked On Jaguars. It's time to talk about Trevor Lawrence. Okay, we've talked about Marvin Jones, who's going to be able to bring the veteran leadership to the Jaguars locker room, to the wide receiver. I know everybody's saying, well, you're calling him Marvin Jones Jr. Is it Marvin Jones Sr., Marvin Jones Jr., Marvin Jones III? It's Marvin Jones, all right, the wide receiver who was signed here as a free agent to bolster the wide receiver unit. And I think he's a pro's pro. I think he's going to be a very, very good player. So what about Trevor? Outside of the excitement and all of the evaluation that went down with the draft and people saying that he's the top prospect this and top prospect that, took pictures yesterday or had pictures shown online yesterday and him in a Jaguar uniform. And it got me to thinking, let's talk about what's really going to happen and what are we really going to get with him. And when is it going to happen? Is it going to happen right away? I think we have to temper our expectations a little bit. It doesn't have to go back to the Peyton Manning throwing 26 interceptions or other rookies struggling, because I think the game is different now and I think guys can have a little bit more of an impact with less negativity now than they were able to do several years ago, because the league has just changed and it's not as difficult because of the fact that somehow it's gotten less physical. That's not what I mean, but I do think it's gotten less complicated for a college quarterback, is because they're playing more of the college game in the NFL now. So all of that, guys having to learn how to do things the NFL way, that goes out of the window. You still have to get used to the speed of the game, and that comes with the territory. And, of course, the physical nature of the game also comes with the territory. But the thing is the learning curve is a little bit different now, because they're not doing as much as they used to in terms of the mental aspect and the psychological aspect of it, in terms of scheme and all of that stuff. So I do think we'll get to it a little bit quicker than when some of the other guys that we had to wait to see if they were going to develop. I also believe that the not knowing exactly how they're going to play and what they're going to do is actually going to help a little bit. And I just think he's a kid that actually has he's built for it, and he's above it a little bit. And he made a seamless jump from high school to college. And this jump is a lot bigger. And I don't want to sound naive. This jump is a lot bigger. But what are we actually going to get from a week-to-week perspective with him? Physically, he'll be fine. Can make every throw. I think they're going to be able to get the ball out of his hand quickly. I think he's mobile and is going to be able to move around and roll out and extend plays with his legs. He can throw it on the run, and he can also get a few yards, escape out of bounds, and also move ahead and advance for a few yards. The slide is going to be his best friend, because I don't want him, and nobody's going to want him taking a lot of hits, a lot of direct hits. And we're not just talking about his legs now. We're talking about his upper body, his shoulders. We don't want any clavicles and elbows and wrists and all of that stuff, you know, getting banged up when it doesn't necessarily have to. But the one thing with him is I'm going to be very, very confident with him on third and five and third and six, Whereas with some quarterbacks, you don't know. You're hoping and wishing that they're going to convert. I think it's going to be pretty much safe to say that you're going to have a high probability of converting those down and distance situations because of his mobile ability and then because of his football IQ and the way that I presume that they're going to run offense. With the way that they've schemed up and been able to build a team around him from a personnel standpoint, I don't see those short down and distances as a problem. And that's the impact more than anything. You know, we can talk about big plays. We can talk about big arm. You're not going to live and die throwing the ball 50 yards down the field. You're going to live and die completing 3rd and 5 and 3rd and 6 and getting another set of downs and keeping your defense off the field and keeping their defense on the field and extending drives and giving your play caller another opportunity to reset, keep moving the ball down the field. Those are the little things and the eagerness that everyone else on offense plays with. So when I say what are we getting from him, I'm talking about, and I'm talking about Trevor Lawrence, I'm talking about the confidence that it brings to a play caller, the confidence that it gives the teammates, and the effect that confidence has on the play calls that is called on first and second down. So when you get to third down, there, like in the past, there were certain situations you knew you couldn't get into with certain guys as your quarterback. So you avoided them at all costs with your play calls on first down. There were things that you didn't try to do because you meant, man, if I do, like, for instance, if you wanted to go down the field with the ball on first down and you really wanted to try that crossing route, or you really wanted to try that route where he's going to have to dig his feet in the ground and plan it a five-step drop and drive the ball down the middle of the field. And maybe you want to do that because you really want to put them on notice that you're going to test that middle of the field and you want those safeties and that Mike linebacker to understand that you're not just going to pin your ears back and start coming down into these lanes and into these gaps all day long, that you're going to have to be sound in what you're going to do. You're not going to try to wreck our running game and get nosy, and I'm going to keep you honest so I can start making play action work. So early in the game, I'm going to make you stay home, and I'm going to test you, and I'm going to see if you're going to be where you're supposed to be. That's why you want to do those things early. Well, if you're afraid to do those things because you're afraid of 2nd and 10, and you're afraid of 2nd and 10 because you know what's going to happen, you're going to use the obligatory run just to get you a couple of yards because you're really afraid of 3rd and 10. And so when you know you're going to do the obligatory handoff and you're going to get 2 yards, so you're kind of afraid of 3rd and 8 too, but 3rd and 8 is a little bit better than 3rd and 10, and you might be able to pull something off. That line of thinking goes away when you have a guy like Trevor Lawrence, because now you have more confidence that you can make plays. You have more confidence that you can convert on 3rd down, so you'll try something on 2nd down. You have more confidence that 2nd and long isn't a problem, so you'll try that game plan play that you drew up in order to make sure that defense stays honest. You can try that now on 1st down. The confidence level that a guy with that sort of skill set and confidence, it changes and it resonates throughout the entire offense and the entire defense. What if you're a defensive player? How does it feel when you come off the field and stopping them? Psychologically, when you know, okay, we're going to be over here for a while. As opposed to, man, we better hurry up and get some rest. Hurry up and look at this because they're going to screw up. We're going to go right back out there. I want to talk about that in the last segment too, because I do think that bad quarterback play affects the defense as well. And I want to see, and I want to get it out there that his presence and the belief, because I want you to imagine that you're another team, and I want you to understand what Chris Jones and Tyrann Mathieu and those other guys around the league felt like as a defense when they got a stop, and what it really meant to them when they got a stop, that they knew they were going to have a chance to regroup. We're going to discuss all of that stuff, and we're talking about Trevor Lawrence, his presence, and what it really means from a pure football standpoint, and how all of this stuff actually does really, really, really benefit this football team more than the average head or the average person can even really fathom and imagine. Now that we've gotten rid of all of the celebrations and all of that stuff, we can really, really take a hard look at understanding exactly what it means to have that guy here on this team with the Jacksonville Jaguars. And we'll do it here on a Friday in just a second in our third and final segment on Locked On Jaguars. Hey, man, did y'all know that Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors? Now, that's a bit of a change. But they're focused now on 9 additional flavors plus the occasional limited time flavor. And when you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, well, I'm about to tell you because you're missing out. It's coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and my favorite, salted caramel. Oh, it's something else, man. So there's something for everyone. You know what my favorite is. I told you, it's salted caramel. Now, if you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you'll get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. Most of the flavors have 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, and only 4 grams of net carbs. A couple of the other flavors have 18 grams of protein, just 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, and 5 grams of net carbs. But they're 9 amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Order today and get the raspberry or mint brownie or whatever you like. Now, you need to go to BuiltBar.com to do that. And the thing you do is you put the promo code in, which is LOCKED15 for a 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Now, before Mother's Day, now listen. You can get your Mother's Day these Built Bars too. And moms love Built Bars just like everyone else. You can send her a box and you're sure to be her favorite at least for a day or two, right? But get her those Built Bars, man. The offer is you go to BuiltBar.com or @bar_built on Twitter and use the promo code LOCK15 and you'll get 15% off your first order. It's BuiltBar.com, promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, man, so it's a Friday. We're talking about Trevor Lawrence and his impact, not the impact of jersey sales, not the impact of being relevant, not the impact of excitement and shutting people up, but the real true impact that will come on game day when teams need confidence, when that sun is beating down on their back and it's 105 degrees on that field and the other team came to play too and the pads are popping and the excitement doesn't score any points. Well, what you need to score points are tangible football advantages and things on the football field that really, really do make a difference. And one of those things that really, really do make a difference is just having the confidence in knowing that you got the right guy under center. And we talked about that. I talked about that when I mentioned in the introductory hit that I did with Locked On when I talked about the Trevor Lawrence pick. Just guys on this team that are knowing that he's their quarterback. And I talked about before the break, I talked about the defense and how the defense, sometimes I used to notice the body language of the defense before. Guys would come to the bench and they would know they weren't going to be there long. And then on first down and you get a sack or you get a play where a guy gets sacked and it's first. I want to ask you, did you see this? Because I know I wasn't the only one. A guy gets sacked on first down, and now it's first and 17. You would literally see guys put their Gatorade down and go grab the helmet. Because they already knew, 2 more plays, we're back out there, dude. This dude just lost 7 yards on first down. And it wasn't just this past year and the year before that. It was the year before that and the year before that, too. Or the intentional grounding. Guy throws the ball in the dirt, and then it's intentional grounding. It's a loss of down, and it's second and 19 now. You see guys go grabbing the helmet. They go grab the helmet. And it's morale killer. Especially when the defense has played well all day. You go back to 2017 and even some parts of 2018, when the defense played well all day and the offense couldn't get anything done. It's frustrating and it's morale killing for a team. So in 2017, it didn't really come across like that because it came across as the defense is like, we got you. Do whatever you got to do, but we'll carry you. But when the defense slipped just a little bit in 2018, you notice that's when the bickering started between the offense and defense. We shouldn't have to play that well every week. We shouldn't have to play lights out. And there were seasoned veteran people saying, yeah, but that defense isn't the same this year. You know, they're smelling themselves or whatever. The defense shouldn't have had to be all-time legendary good 2 years in a row. You'd like for them to be, but they shouldn't have had to. Who has to do that? Nobody should have to do that just to be competent and just to be good enough to compete. So, but that's exactly what happened. And slowly but surely, it started to wear on the morale of this team. And pretty soon, there's finger pointing. You heard fighting going on. Well, I think that goes away because now I think the confidence of the team actually goes up and gets to a sky-high level. And I think that Trevor Lawrence is one of those reasons. I mean, it's just a win-win situation. It's going to be finally good to see a team that is going to be competent, that is going to be detail-oriented, and this gets to the coach. This gets to the coach. And this is something I've been dying to bring up. And I was going to do a total whole podcast on it, but I'm not. I'm just bringing it up at the end of this one. Isn't it going to be nice where mistakes are not tolerated? How many times in the past were mistakes, they seemed as if, and I'm not going to say they were, but it seemed as if mistakes were tolerated. Mistakes will not be tolerated under this current regime. That's why I like depth, because if you screw up, I'll find somebody else that can play. And we'll stick somebody else in the game. And you won't be out there until you figure out how to not make mistakes. Urban Meyer will be a guy that will not tolerate guys screwing up. And if you do screw up, there will be hell to pay. I just got that feeling. And I think that's what it has to be. Now, that doesn't mean you make one mistake, because I remember a guy like Mecole Hardman made a mistake, and all of his teammates went up and told, hey, man, we need you. Come on, let's go. And that's how you have to be. But I'm talking about repeated mistakes over and over and over. How many times through the years did you see these penalties that happened after the play was over? Or guys losing their head and shoving a guy when he gets out of bounds? Or doing things that had no value in terms of the game being or the play helping the team win? Stuff that had no value for the team but only helped the ego of the player, but then it would cost the team on the field and sometimes on the scoreboard. Those are the things that go away. And it starts with the quarterback position, because you don't have to do those extra things when you know you have that guy. Now when somebody starts chirping at you, point up to the scoreboard. That's all you got to do is go scoreboard. Now, let's go, all right. That's all right, we'll get you. They're going to run out of things to say about this team now, because now this team will have a confidence about themselves, because their leader will be a guy that they know will always have them a chance to win the game. And you always have a chance to win here, too, on Locked On Jaguars. And make sure you listen to Locked On Today with Peter Bukowski. It is the podcast that is available to you every day. It's like a 20-minute shot of espresso every single morning. Peter Bukowski brings you the top stories from around the world of sports, and he uses local experts. Sometimes even me. Sometimes I'm on Locked On Today, and you can get the Locked On Today wherever you get your podcast, especially on the Odyssey app. I want you guys to have a good weekend, man, and enjoy it, and start realizing that we don't have to wait, wish, and hope anymore. Trevor Lawrence is a part of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and now we just have to get down to the nitty-gritty and the nuts and bolts of getting this football team in, learning the system, everybody coming together, putting the plan together, fortifying it, and getting out on the field. And we're getting closer and closer to that happening. But until then, you guys make sure that you continue to take care of each other and enjoy each other right here in Jacksonville. It's a beautiful day, beautiful weekend planned. You guys take care of each other. I'll see you Monday here on Locked On Jaguars.